Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and this is Season 2, Cape School. With me we have Art, who plays Chris, a.k.a. Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
What did I do wrong?
He was the only one that didn't fuck with me last time, so he got to it first.
I wasn't fucking with you, I promise.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I am usually last.
And last, Rob, who plays Travis, a.k.a. Codex.
Howdy.
All right.
You didn't get a last, but not least. You didn't even get a last and least. You just got and last.
All right. Whew. All right. Question of the day.
We already had one.
Character's favorite book.
You already asked that question. Book series book genre.
I already asked that.
All right, moving on.
Well, all well.
Nope. You don't get away with it that easy.
Damn it.
All right. I just thought of a new thing. Rob, what's the question of the day?
Favorite book series.
That hasn't
No,
been
we have
asked
already
before.
Asked that one.
On our in the previous season.
No, that was the season.
That was the season.
I don't remember that one at all.
Mm-hmm. I remember because Paul was like, maybe she likes spicy novels. And I said, have you heard? She's not like Luna or anything where she's all like extra. Like she would be more quiet. And I remember. And I also written it down.
Do you remember this one, Art? I'm asking it for this campaign.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the new thing I'm going to do. Is I'm going to have you guys come up with questions of the day.
You're first.
You're first.
Why me?
Because I looked at you first, to be honest.
What? You always complain that you're last. Now that you're first, you're
never
complaining.
I never complain that I'm last.
You're so right.
All right, question of the day. What superhero do you idolize the most?
Like in real life or in
character, of course.
Oh.
It's a good question.
Chipmunk Chick. No, probably not Chipmunk Chick.
Lumberjack.
That was an easy answer, yeah. But it's also the right answer.
Yeah.
What would be one for her? I can only think of my own characters. Nine? But she's not really a hero. She's kind of just...
She used to be. There was an archer named Artemis.
Artemis? When I was pouring milk in the last... Before, when we were in the in-between, I was thinking, why didn't I name my character Artemis? Like, as her name?
There was a cape named Artemis years ago. She's no longer a cape, but...
Yeah.
Well, not active duty, at least.
Like, did she do anything significant that I would have picked her?
She was a trick shot artist with a bow, mm-hmm. And she would use it to take down cowls from a distance. Mm-hmm.
But then she could also be like, my dads are my favorite superhero. But I think I would go with Artemis.
Tenzi.
You did know she was a cape, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a pretty good role on that, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that much experience with too many supers to idolize yet.
Okay, so then his answer could be from, like, you know, Earth. This Earth, you know.
His Earth. But... To him, they're just comic books. And these are true real, people that he now knows.
I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah, but good answer, though, Tenzi. Okay. You could also have answered...
I originally worked on Claw. Mm-hmm. But he's not met Claw, he's actually met Tenzi.
Or it's one of the other guys, like Spark Industries, you know.
Or Galvanize.
Galvanize.
But he's not met them. He doesn't really know any of them, personally. He has finally met Tenzi, and she actually gave him an interesting project.
All right, so we're seeing as the last... where we got from last time? They went to class.
Boring
classes.
That's
it. Boring. It was the boring classes. Freshman IRL classes. We're going to not talk about them per again unless they want to do something with the teacher.
We also had the debrief from Bridget.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she explains that there's at least one, if not anywhere from 3 to 5 moles in the school. From different organizations or the same one. In an effort to not make this one last the entire session and be boring, we're going to speed run these classes. All right.
Speed run strats. That's my style.
Class 1 of Wednesday is Cowl Identification. It is taught by Izuka. Izuka is a cape of some renown. He was on a team with Zeus and Chipmunk Chick for years and still is when needed. He's a man. He wears a black suit. With green highlights, with big ol' ears. He's very short. He's a huge nerd and a family man. He is married to Confluence, who is the head of the FSA. He teaches Cowl Identification and Spark Studies, which is the day after. His spark is Elemental Adaptation and Control, primarily Earth and Wind-based. Alright, for this class, you guys will each roll supers, aka cowls, if you have specific cowls, but otherwise it's supers knowledge, or straight intelligence.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
7 plus 3 for 10.
11 plus is it 7? 11 plus, and then I think my plus is 7, right?
Supers?
Yeah.
Do you have expertise in it?
I guess I'll go with history then. 11 plus 2 for 14. 13.
17 plus 9 for 26.
He's impressed. He really is about your breadth of knowledge.
Yeah, I took the crash course recently.
He studied hard, yeah. He says, I know, my wife was telling me about how you can't when you came in. But Confluence had the FSA. Mm-hmm. We talked. Anyway, don't worry about it. He's impressed, and it's a good day. Next class is Super Law, which is taught by Gabelmeister, obviously. 99.9% sure if I can't read.
I'm pretty sure of it, too.
So sure that I didn't even bother looking, but yeah, it is Gabelmeister. Gabelmeister, she is the Honorable Tiana McCoy, woman, black robes over a stark white suit, short black bob with average height and weight. She's very by the book, and she vehemently hates anyone who would be considered a rule breaker. She's very gruff. She got her powers after becoming a judge. She lost 15 years in a week, which we, you guys know, is from the coma she was in, that she spent 15 years in Travis's world. And because of that, she was removed from the bench because she was cited as being insane. But recently they've discovered she probably wasn't. So she actually might be able to get her spot back on the bench, which means she could be a judge again. And she did not enjoy being a cape. She was only a cape for like 2 years.
What was her actual power?
Lay down the law. That's what they call it. I'm sorry, she kept for 5 years, my bad. Laid on the law, it is known as a unique power, and she spawns a giant gavel, and those that struck with it must tell the truth or take damage. All right. For that, you will roll speed run. Legal matters / history.
Oh, hell yeah. Just him?
Everybody.
Oh.
It's always everybody.
19 plus 7 for 26.
Nice. 19 plus 3 for 22.
But hers is in the exact right thing.
Yeah.
It's 14 plus 7 for 21.
I think we found our class.
Apparently you are all good at legal shit. And she's very impressed. She's like, when we do the debates, you guys are going to crush it.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's going to crush it.
Yes.
In addition to, yeah, you guys are going to crush the debates. And yeah, she's very cool. Because she already knows most of you, so it was an easy thing for her to be cool. Next class is Power Use Outside of Cape Work, which is taught by Alchemistress again. She explains that, you know, because she has never been a cape, she's only ever used it as a cowl or as a scientist. And she explains how finding something you can do that is not cape work with your powers will make you happier. Because if all you do is punch people, you're not really going to enjoy yourself.
We all just stare at Tychus.
And he's like, bullshit. And she's like, detention. And he's like, damn it. And it still hits him. He shuts up. And
I'm assuming her face is still all black and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. She is fucked the hell
up. She has like the nose thing.
No, like, it's been like 4 days. So no, it's healed by now. But she the death glare she throws Athena's way every chance she gets is.
Is she still staring at me?
She's always going to stare at you. Oh, you know that, right?
I know.
So either you can use a power check to try and think of a way you could use your power, or some kind of wisdom skill or a tool.
That sounds. All of our powers are based on our best stat, and we're at least proficient in it.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you explain it? I guess I know what art would. Politics.
Deception.
Legal matters.
But it's specifically about power use outside of work.
So, with my Magitek, I figure I would go around possibly.
Yeah, she basically asked, what would you do with your powers if you weren't a cape? That's what she's asking you guys.
Survival?
I would go around assisting the DOT, Department of Transportation, streamlining all the stoplights and all the other transportation systems around the world.
Interesting. Roll power check.
And now here's where my die fails me.
Of course it does. Here's the one.
It's a 7. Plus so a 9 because I have expertise in power. We're 16.
Yeah, she says it's not a bad idea. You might want to look more broad, though.
That's very broad.
The DOT is not a broad field. Because once you do it a few times, they'll replicate.
Yeah, well, then I could go into air traffic.
Trust me, you want to look a little wider field, trust me. And then she looks over at you, Mr. Chris.
It would be talking to the plants to see if there's any other medical uses or chemical byproducts that they produce to improve the chemistry and or...
You're angling for Parabotany / chemistry, and I'm going to allow it.
You think? That's an 11 plus 7 for 18.
She says, that's good. Assuming the plants know what their roots could be used medically for, that's not really a thing they would know that I can think of.
Yes, but they can also give hints of why their neighbors get dug up by various plants or by various animals.
Maybe. It can be very useful. And then she looks over at Mirage / Athena. So how would you use your powers outside of Cape Horn?
Survival.
Or use your animal handling power check.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. I don't know how I would roll this.
Or your illusions.
But, okay. Are there movies in this world?
Yes.
So, you no longer need to hire animal actors. I can just be the animal actors. I can conjure different animals to be actors in movies. And they don't have to worry about unsafe animals like a bear or a lion. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my.
I'm here for it. Roll me that animal bond power check.
I don't know how much that is.
Wisdom plus 2.
So 4. 17 plus 4.
That sounds like an amazing idea. Yeah, I don't have any contacts that way, but you might want to look for some.
Nice.
And yeah, you all do very well in that class. Last class of that day is public speaking. Chris walks in with his chest out. He unbuttons a couple things on his shirt. and teaching that class is... Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum. Boom Burst. Boom Burst is... Once I pull up Cape Teachers. Horacio Gomez. He's a man in a lime green suit with silver staffs covering it. He's got a blonde buzz cut, and he's tall and very buff. He's loud and obnoxious. However, during speeches, he's all business. He used to be a pro surfer, and I believe...
Yep, I knew him.
That
I heard of him.
You had heard of him as a pro surfer, yes. He was a Cape for 25 years, and his spark is vocal enhancement, usually used to increase his volume and do sound blasts. Yeah, there's nothing else interesting there. Pick a social skill and roll it. Those can include persuasion, deception, insight, intimidation, or performance. So 4 charisma skills and one wisdom based one. For those of you playing at home.
Which one's wisdom?
Insight.
Well, I'm going to do persuasion.
Insight.
I had a feeling. Is that the expertise or no?
Yeah, that one's going to be expertise.
I say I default to my lawyer and I call Chris to do my speaking for me.
I don't think you want me to speak for you today. Is it a 4?
You roll the 4.
You want to inspire that or no?
No. 4 plus 10.
Let it rock.
Wow.
You have a 6 in charisma.
Sorry.
15 out of die. Non-proficiency in all those skills.
Insight?
Not proficient.
Is it better than your charisma?
My wisdom and charisma are both plus 2.
So which did you pick?
They're all result the same.
What did you pick?
Insight, reading the audience.
Okay. Natalie?
14 plus 5 for 19.
So the face got the lowest roll?
Yep.
That's depressing. Oof. Actually, I'll let you roll another social skill on top of it if you'd like, because you have all of them.
What skill did you use?
Persuasion.
Right.
And what do you think I'm going to use next?
Deception.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm much better at lying.
What's your number?
17.
Plus?
Plus
8. 25. Yeah, he says, got it. Politician. Okay. He understands. He says, did a pretty good job. Good job, guys.
We have a very balanced team. We got most of these classes covered by one of us.
Mm-hmm.
At least, yeah.
All right. That is the end of the day. He goes through over some role like, oh, you're gonna have 3 big speeches of the year. He's like, here are your topics. Bam, bam, bam. And that's it.
All right.
End of the day. What are you guys going to do for the end of Wednesday?
Same as yesterday. And the day before that.
And the day before that.
Got it.
And the day before that.
Wait, are you gonna roll for them or no?
At 20. Okay, hold on.
Invisible.
You're walking around invisible?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna find that one of the classes you go to, like the seat you usually sit in,
mm-hmm.
is the wrong color.
Mm-hmm. Can I investigate that?
Yeah, it's wet paint.
Somebody painted your chair.
Oh my god!
I could give you three guesses.
I wonder who it could have been.
I bet it's Galaxy Gal.
I know, right?
All right. So, paramedics is taught by the cheerleader, Claire Mendez. Woman, white and gold, with a miniskirt. Very busty, but very petite. She's perky, doesn't really get much. She doesn't let anything keep her down too much. She's very much of a jokester. She was a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, and she quit when she was asked to remove a fatty rib.
A what?
A fatty rib. It's a thing that happened years ago with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. They would ask them to get a rib removed because it would let them be more flexible. That's a real thing.
That's terrifying. Absolutely yeah. not.
She was a CAPE for 4 years. Before that, she was an FSA agent. She went to CAPE after the surge. She has healing and regeneration powers. In our terms, she has Wolverine-level regeneration. Essentially unkillable. And she has a healing touch, and she can use the regeneration spell at will.
Potent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a reason she was a battlefield medic. She would just run around. Every 6 seconds, someone doesn't die. They grow back limbs. It's a big thing. Bunch of healing at once, and then it grows back limbs.
Yep, and healing over time as well.
I know, it's huge. But that's all she can do. She's not physically strong. She just cannot be killed and can heal people.
Being permanently restrained would suck for her then.
That is her worst fear. For paramedics, you can either roll medicine or perception.
In-based medicine?
Yes.
4 plus 2.
There it is. You have no perception proficiency?
No. My perception and my medicine are both at +2.
I rolled medicine 18 plus 3.
Good job.
Thank you.
I rolled a 3. Plus medicine a 5. Because it's in-paste.
So she says yes.
I did.
She talks about, what topic do you bring up for paramedics? Is it like how to get an arrow out of somebody? Because that was something you'd know.
Because he actually impaled somebody once.
Or someone else did while she was at the Olympic range.
Yeah.
Well, you know the easiest way to get the arrow out, right?
You keep it there. Well, you break off the other end.
No, you push it. You push it through and break off the tip.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you can pull out the.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's that. And she's super. She is. Everybody loves her. She's so friendly. And after that, you go to your next class. Spark Studies. That is taught by. I'm almost sure it's Azuka. It is.
Yep.
This is a simple roll power check. Or a supers check if you can justify it. And then which power are you using?
I'm going to use my second power.
Which is the same power?
Yeah. I'm also going to use an inspiration.
Are you really?
Yeah. I rocked his last class. I want to catch his attention.
I rolled a 16 plus. I think powers is +7, right?
+7, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. 26 again with him.
Art.
I rolled a 15 plus powers would be +7.
Seven. Okay, so we'll go from you. What did you do with your plant powers?
You gave him a flower. You already made him a cactus.
Either that or I gave him a spicy pepper.
But why though? Because he's from the American Southwest and he can take heat?
Yeah.
Like a bird's eye chili kind of thing or something that's hot in that?
Bird's eye chili would be good.
There was one of those in my lunch, that's why I had breakfast actually. A little hot. Wasn't cut up or it was whole still. Fuck eats that whole. No. Anyway, next up was Natalie. Natalie, what did you do? I'm pretty sure you used an illusion, or did you use your animal body?
I probably did an illusion.
And what'd you make?
What class were we? We're in just powers.
Power studies.
No, actually, no. She would have done an animal.
That means your number is
lower. Bear. A bear.
Oh, you made a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. And then, Rob, what did you do?
I used my second power.
Yeah, Edge what did tech. You do with it?
I forced my armor to change shapes.
Interesting.
Basically pulling out the hammer and potentially making it look more devastating than it actually is, because I can't actually pump its actual power yet.
Makes sense.
So I did roll a 26, so.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And he says, yeah, we should talk sometime. Come by my office hours. He says, I have office hours from...
Yeah, Paul has this listed out.
I actually have all of their office hours because I'm a huge nerd. Office hours for Izuka are Tuesdays from 5 to 6 every day, or every day during lunchtime.
Tuesday, every day?
Tuesdays to five from 5 to 6, or
okay.
Every day at lunch.
Has lunch happened yet?
Lunch is after this class.
I know I'm doing during lunch.
Okay. It's lunchtime now.
I go to hang out with him.
Yeah, he's friendly.
I bring extra food, some for him.
Yeah, it's good. You have a nice lunch. Next. Traversal. If you can justify it, you can use power. If you can justify it, you can use power or athletics or acrobatics for traversal. It's getting places fast. And that is taught by, I want to say it's Jack Hammer. I'm sure.
Yeah, that sounds like Jack Hammer.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to use power because I use a spell to help me traverse.
Acceptable.
So I'll mark off a spell slot or multiple spell slots if needed.
Mark off a second level.
Okay. Because I can actually repick my second levels on short rest.
Like change what they are?
Yeah. Parma Parset.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Because from my parts, it's the only reason why I have second level spells right now.
Okay. Art, what you doing? You don't have transport via plants yet.
No, not yet.
Tree stride.
Nope, not the fun stuff yet. So I'm actually just going to go with...
Acrobatics. Roll them bones. Or actually, Natalie, what are you doing?
Using your bird to carry you. Taking roll power.
I was thinking that. What are we climbing up?
It's an obstacle course.
Could I conjure a jaguar?
You can't ride it. It's too small.
A jaguar?
Is a medium-sized creature.
Hmm. Cool. I'm proficient in acrobatics.
Roll that then. All right, how'd you do, Rob?
8 plus a 9 for 17, which will probably be the low roll of the group.
Art.
That's okay, 20 plus nice. A 4.
I like to imagine you kept using, like, your
you're using your thorn whip as a whip, yeah. Or not a whip, but a grapple hook to swing you along.
13 plus 7 for 20.
Yeah. You're fast. You just, you dance like a jaguar through, you dance like a monkey through the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Art. You thorn whip through everything. He's like, that's an unfair advantage. But I can get behind it. And then, what did you use to boost yourself?
Magic.
What spell?
Mm-hmm. Long Strider.
Okay. Yeah, so you just...
I just stumbled. Because I'm not used to casting and running.
Ah, shit. Wham. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, to the fun class of the day, is combat. Combat is taught by...
Did we manage a short rest between classes?
Yes. Combat is taught by Sledgehammer. Oh, I didn't describe, Jackhammer. Shit. Jackhammer is a man, silver, black and silver suit, with pneumatic gauntlets. He's short, but buff as all hell. Personality is, and I quote, my lovelies. He's a huge flirt, might get in trouble, and he gets in trouble with students. He's British, he's got dual citizenship with the United States, and he's former British SAS. Now, on to Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer is also a man. Black and silver suit, huge hammer he wears on his back. He's tall, buff as all hell, just like his brother. He's gruff with women, but he is a huge flirt with men. Might get in trouble with male students. British, former SAS, dual citizenships.
Sounds very familiar.
He and his brother, never apart mm-hmm. for too long. And it's Thursday, it is combat day. He's like, all right, teams, one by one, you're going to go into the arena and you're going to fight whatever I send at you. Ready?
Bonus one, action, give myself temporary hit points.
One by one, meaning one by one teams?
Teams.
Okay.
Always the team. All right. So you guys are team one, so you go first. You walk into a pretty small arena, only probably 30 foot by 50 foot, 30 by 60. It's not very big. And out float, two robotic drones roll out, like with treads roll out, and then two flying drones roll out. Float out. He says, feel free to break these drones. We have a machine that will remake them out of the scraps. Fight starts now. Everybody, roll initiative. Thank you for showing up now, Dice.
20 total.
So I have Treaded at 16 and Flyers at 20.
What's their plus?
3.
There you go before me.
You said the 16 and 20?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
19.
With your plus a billion and 5?
Plus 7, yeah.
My plus 2 beats your plus 5?
I got 12, man.
I got 18, man.
Okay, man.
I got a 10 plus 4. I'm last.
Wow.
You're not a bard.
I'm not a bard.
How many times am I going to say that this campaign?
Lot.
Watch. You're eventually going to get switched to a bard.
He wouldn't be mad. He's like, that's the version of character you wanted to play.
We needed the coverage, so...
The future is mutable. We can shape it in the palm of our hands.
All right, so birds go first.
My birdies. All right.
All the birds go first.
With a 20, yeah. They are going to blast, use blasters on... One is going to shoot at Chris. The other one's going to shoot at Even. One at Chris and one at... I'm sorry. One at Chimera and one at Codex. Shot at Chimera. Natural 20. Of course it is. And a 19.
Misses.
Okay. Then at 20, you going to Silvery Barbs me or no?
I don't have Silvery Barbs.
That's a sorcerer.
Sorcerers also can get it. He just didn't take it.
It's expensive on a sorcerer. So I will not roll. I will not roll. I will not add max damage. I'll just roll it twice. Take 20 points of piercing as a bolt just shit rips through your shoulder. And after that is.
Do they appear to be metal based?
Metal or metal and plastic.
But there is metal chunks
on the treaded ones. The flying ones look. The only thing visible is plastic.
Okay, I'm gonna cast heat metal.
On one of the metal one of the
because
free damage.
Yeah, 2d8 and bonus actions I can re-up it. Right?
Yes.
Takes 2d8 whenever you cast a spell until the end of until the spell ends. You can use a bonus action on the end of each subsequent, so I can't double dip on the first time. That is 15 fire damage.
To number treaded one, got it.
Mm-hmm. And I do move closer with the hammer out.
Yep.
Because I think they count as objects for me to smash and get bonus damage.
They do not.
Okay.
Objects are non-hostile, like non-hostile.
Gotcha.
It's more like you can set and then take it, you know? Because they're not moving. Who's next, Art?
Nah.
I'm going to blow an arrow it.
Wait, I realize I still have one more thing. I'm going to provoke. I have my AoE taunt.
Got it. Your Kender thing?
No, my
Boon.
Boon thing.
Is your bonus action?
Yep.
Okay.
Bow and arrow.
What are you shooting?
A drone.
Which one?
Ground flying or flyer? Or
ground.
Is that one of each or two of each?
A flyer.
Okay, got it.
5 plus what?
9.
14.
14 misses.
Do I go again?
Wait, no. Should she be plus 7?
Not wait, 9. Hold on. 5 plus 2 plus 2. I'm sorry, you're plus 11.
Oh.
Which means you do hit, it's their AC is 15.
4.
Plus your D4 of your foe.
Thank you.
If
doesn't change, she can change any time she wants.
No, plus 3.
She rolled a 5, right?
Plus your what's your damage bonus on your bow?
I only have written here that it's
it should be a D10 plus 5.
No, to hit, I think she's a total of a 12 then, because she's a plus 7 to hit.
2 for for archery style.
Okay.
2 for proficiency, 5. 9. I'm sorry.
9 plus 5 is 14.
You're right. No. Proficiency, 2. 2 for hunters is 4.
5 for dex. Dex. 5 more for 14.
Where's the extra 5 from?
Her roll.
Rolled a plus 5. So she is plus 9. She is plus 9. I thought so.
Yeah.
So she didn't hit. Because 5 plus 4 is 14. I was right. Okay.
Well, I did not know about the archery style.
So you are plus 9. You want to write that down?
Plus 9 to range
and it's dex. And it's a D5 plus... You know, D10 plus 5.
Next person.
Unless you want to do anything with your summons.
We'll do a wolf this time. And it'll charge at one of the ground ones.
The one that's already on fire? The one that's on fire or the not on fire one?
The one on fire would be helpful.
Okay.
So...
We need
roll to make 17.
The beast of land stats again. So you're using the maul, which is it's plus 5 to hit.
Plus 17 to hit.
5 plus 17, 17 plus 5, it hits 22.
What am I rolling?
It is charging, D8. So you get an extra d6. And then it's a d8 plus a d6 plus 4.
D8 plus a d6 plus 4.
4. Yep.
4 plus 3 plus 4, right?
11.
So 11.
Still up. And I make a strength save. But I am treaded, I am immune. Eh, maybe not. I'll just roll advantage. You know what I mean? Yeah, I make that. Then I'll be knocked prone. Okay, next.
Treads.
Treads.
Resist taunt. When does it resist the taunt? Beginning or end?
They would do it now. So at the end of their turn. So they have to attack. It has to attack you.
They just have disadvantage to attack everyone else.
It's going to attack you. swinging with its... Oh, what a treaded thing. Let's say it's a... It's just a piston that comes out of its fist.
A fiston?
17 misses you?
Correct.
Second one? 24?
Shield.
Good. Next one?
Yeah, there's
2
only...
attacks each.
Okay. I thought that was their whole action.
You still want to do birds... it? You still want to do it or no? Because the shield only works on this single target.
Correct. Yeah, I'll keep it up.
Okay. This is the next two. I just swing on both at once. They are both fives. Okay, dice. Don't make me retire you this late in the game. I missed. Badly. Next.
That would be me. Are the flying ones in a line? Can I get myself between me and both of them in a line, 5 foot wide?
They're like 10 feet apart, but yeah, you could run around the side.
Well, it's 30 feet long, 5 feet wide.
Is it Agonite a Scorcher?
Nope. Try again.
Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can line them up.
Okay, they need to make a dex save.
Plus 3. I got a nat 1, so I'll take double damage and fail.
Alright, so they're going to take 2d4 acid on each of their turns for as long as I'm concentrating up to a minute.
Okay. Is there any initial damage?
No. Creature covered in acid takes 2d4 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
Which is now.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to roll 2d4 for me? So the first time I'm going to take double.
So 5.
Got it. And 2 is the one that had failed that got a crit fail. I just took it for both.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, next. I'm sorry. At the end of the on 0, you see that their wounds start to regenerate. Okay. I got 2 attacks. I roll to see who they are on. The one of them is definitely Chris, so the other one is going to be on even odd. Elena. Not Elena. Yes, Elena. Not
no.
Elena. No.
Athena. Mirage. This is the one on Chris.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I was just looking side to side. That's a 25 to
hit. That's a disadvantage.
That's not a 25. That's a 13.
Thank you.
You can see, you can hear it say redirecting, and the other one shoots at you.
I already declared it Athena, though.
Redirecting. It's fuck me. 16 misses you anyway.
Correct.
Okay, next.
Bonus action, heat metal. That's a 14.
It pops.
So it's down?
Yes.
Hammer time.
Are you hammer timing the remains of the robot or moving to the next one?
Moving to the next one.
Okay.
I don't know if it will regenerate from being crumpled.
Okay.
We'll find out at the end of the round.
Correct.
16 to hit?
The ground ones, it does not hit. Ground ones have 18, the upper ones have 15.
Gotcha.
Next.
Nat.
Natalie?
Yes.
Roll the hit. And what are you shooting at?
At the same one that I did before.
Got it.
Natural 20.
Well, here it goes. Okay. Your minimum damage kills it.
Okay.
Because it's 10. So 10 plus 5 is 15. Plus mm-hmm. D4 is 19. Plus, yeah. Do you want that to be 1 or 2? They both had 0 HP on there. I'll say it's on 1 because it doesn't have the poison on it. The acid on it.
Okay. Now with my... The wolf.
Yep.
On the same one?
That one died.
Okay, the other one?
Okay, roll it.
9 plus... No.
5 misses.
Okay. Then that is it.
Next.
Treads. Roll to see if they're no longer taunted. Because you didn't do it at the end of the last turn.
13 plus... What is it, wisdom save?
Yeah.
15 total.
Meets beats?
Yep.
Alright.
Alright. It is going to piston punch you twice.
Not the bear?
No, you.
Okay.
20 even.
Meets beats? Both of them are 20? Or the top one is 20?
I rolled
I'll shield. I think I get one for short rest as well from...
Pulse was denied.
Alrighty. My turn is over. Art?
I am going to go ahead and firebolt the first bird.
There's only one bird left.
Oh.
Nat took out one.
Yeah, I just took it out.
Okay. Well, then I
Did you attack with your bear?
Yeah.
Missed.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and then shoot the other one.
That's the one that's still burned really bad by acid, by the way.
It's, they're all, they're, I just don't know how much they're going to take before they fall out of the sky.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to make sure it goes away.
I hear you.
17 plus 8.
Hits. Wouldn't your throw up hit harder because it's from your power set?
Well, we reskinned the firebolt to be the
shrapnel.
The shrapnel. Thorn.
Thorn bolt.
So it gets the plus 5. Got it.
And then with the spark arms, so I go to a d12, I rolled an 11.
Plus 6.
Yes.
17.
Yes.
Roll 2d4. Roll 3 or better.
Oh, now you put the pressure on. I got a 3.
Dead. It falls out of the sky. Next.
Birds?
Birds.
They're dead.
They're dead. Then, yeah. Yep.
The corpse starts to smoke and then starts to go
red. I'll make sure I'm backing away from it.
I am going to Misty Step behind it as a surprise attack. A surprise flank.
It's got omnidirectional eyes. I'm not going to allow it this time.
You never described it as omnidirectional eyes before.
Because you didn't know it did. You had it.
Then why would you tell me now?
Because I was explaining why you don't get advantage.
Stop mitigating.
I'm not. Well, I'm just trying to use a power and he's over-explaining.
I make no apologies.
Will a 23 hit?
Yeah.
That's 12 plus 6 for 18.
Ow.
And the melting corpse I trigger again with my heat metal.
Okay.
Just make sure it has damage.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Next.
Main purpose was that so I have resistance to all damage
types. It is me.
For whatever comes out of it now.
All right.
I know.
Shoot at the last one.
Sounds good. Ostensibly, you can kill it.
7 plus...
9.
9.
Miss.
16?
Misses.
18 okay. For the ground ones.
Missed again?
My turn is done. Yes.
Its turn.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it glows, gets some tail. Oh, it'll get that at the end of the turn round. So, theoretically, it does not get them. It regenerates the end of the round.
Mm.
But it's just going to roll to punch.
It doesn't have to. Roll to break taunt. Mm. Roll to break taunt.
Oh, a different one?
I did not taunt this round, though.
15 again?
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to... Who's next to it? Just you?
Me and Bear.
One punch each. Got a 10 on the bear. And an 11 on you. I'm adding 8. And I rolled a 2 and a 3.
I'm adding 8.
I know. Okay. My whiffs of pistons are finished. Next.
That would be me. I'm going to go ahead and do the thorn whip on it.
Thorn whip or thorn bolt?
No, I'm going to do the bolt. You're right.
Okay, you don't want to pull it towards you?
No, not particularly. I like it pounding on you. 11 plus 8.
Hits.
Another 11.
It's very dead. And the corpses glow green. And Sledge says, excellent job, guys. Focus, fire's not what you did, but you still managed to make it work. Don't rely on raw power. Grade B.
Oh.
As in boy. Not D as in doy.
No, but still, why didn't we get... Because we didn't focus fire.
None of us were injured.
Yeah, we did great.
No. I took 20 points at the beginning of it.
20 points?
Yeah, because it crit.
Crit.
Well, get good, scrub.
20 points. You're offered a beverage.
I'll take the beverage.
You're a full HP.
good situation knowledge. Know that your teammates take damage. Glad to know that I can count on you.
It acted before I could actually stop it.
That is true.
I knew that you took damage.
Hmm?
I knew that you took damage.
Did you?
Yeah, she did.
I did. I said it right at the beginning. It was a crit.
Uh-huh.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were standing behind me. How could I see you get hit? I have bad situational knowledge.
I have bad situational knowledge.
It should anti-inspire you for that.
Okay. I am trying to play in character.
I know. Wait, as a scout, you have great situational awareness. You have to.
Not combat situational
knowledge. Oh, you're right.
It's different.
All right. So... Next, you guys watch the rest of the class, and let's see what percentage of them do better than you guys. You did well, so I'm going to subtract 40% from this, okay? None of them do better than you.
What was the number you got?
25, so negative 15.
Oh, wow.
Two of the teams straight up fail. They get knocked out. One of them is, I wanted to be team 11, but it doesn't make any sense. They're good at fighting. Team 8 and team 7 both fail.
The... Not true combat team, I assume. They're more of the rescue types. I don't have the list pulled up.
Sleepy time, perfect aim, and time slow, yeah. For the one, and then sand powers, truth telling, and mechanical control / gremlins. Kept trying to control it, and it was denying his access.
Yeah, I was tempted to try to hack it.
They had a DC 25 for encryption on him. He can't roll high enough right now.
Okay, I have a 20% chance.
Not high. Anyway, so the fight goes well. He explains that in a fight against similarly powerful enemies, don't spread your fire around. And always put the squishies in the back.
Squishy was in the back.
Sorry, squishy's in the middle. But if you don't have enough for a middle, then you put them in the back.
Yeah, calling your friend would have helped the
True.
Spread out the damage.
I actually thought you were going to. That's why there was four of them.
I gotta survive on my own. I can't always rely on my family. Although I'm sure the next one comes out, it's gonna yell at me, but...
Yes. Yeah, so that's combat class. And at the end of the day, you guys meet up with Bridget. And she says, so, how was class this week?
It was all right.
Good.
Yeah. It was class.
Let me guess, you guys are bored stiff in the civilian classes.
Yes.
No. It was not all of them.
Okay. Obviously.
Yeah. When you're mainlining the adrenaline of, you know, Cape work, and then you go, you're told you still have to go to school. No one wants that. But we got to make sure you're well-rounded.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you.
Sure, hit me.
I'm a math teacher. I know her from my hometown, my hometown. Has she beaten anyone up in this timeline?
Nothing came back in the background to check, but...
Okay, in my time...
Did you speak to anybody? Like, even though your dad came from the same world.
Correct. My dad might have better information on it. I vaguely remember her beating up a football team.
How would a woman like that beat up a football team?
I don't know. It was a court case I barely paid attention to.
You might want to call your dad tonight, if you haven't already. You should go to the central tower to make the phone call. There are private phones there that are being monitored. You should be able to make a call from there.
Okay.
Actually, we'll walk over together. I want to make sure this gets done, because if you know something about them that we don't, we need to know about it.
A few of the people I recognize from my world, that's the only negative thing I can recognize.
That's good to know. But let's make sure this happens. So,
I do give her the full skinny on any of the people I do recognize so far.
Yeah.
So the Super Surfer, or Boom Burst. Trent, and how Gavin Meister visited my world.
It's good to know she's not crazy. Anyway, so you make your way to the central, and then there's a phone that is in its in its own room. It's in the middle of the room. There's a chair in front of it, and you know for a fact you see cameras pointed in like four spots.
I give my dad a call.
What's the good number on a D12?
Six.
If I could find him, my fucking D12. Yeah, he answers on the second ring. Hello, this is.
Hey, Dad. That's Travis.
Hey, Travis. I didn't think you'd be able to call me. What's up?
You remember that one court case you were on?
Yeah, worst jury duty of my life, assuming we're talking about the same one.
Yeah, the lady that beat up a whole bunch of footballers?
You were a kid. She didn't beat them up. She, she poisoned them and then cut their hamstrings.
Holy shit!
And then she killed the coach. She went away for a long... She's still in prison.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I need
to relay some of this information to somebody.
Sure, why not?
I pass the phone over to Bridget.
She says, hey, Mr. Lang, your son's saying, yeah, so what would, and he reiterates, he also says something, she says, oh, shit, oh, got it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to check that out, I'm going to have to check a couple things. Thank you for the information, sir. I'll give you the phone back to your son. She hands you back the phone, and she's like, visibly skeeved out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm double checking my father's name right now.
He did live in Florida, so
Frederick Lang.
And he's not a Texan Asian man.
Correct. No, he is not.
That was my worst accent.
That was so funny, though.
He says, "Yeah, Travis, you there?
Yeah, I'm here."
So I gave your purse. Who is she to you again?
She's my math teacher again.
No. Also, what? And, but no, I meant the lady I was just speaking with.
Think of her as my handler?
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
He knows what a mentor is.
I couldn't think of that.
Oh.
You knew she's your mentor.
I could not remember that.
The word?
Yeah.
Got it.
So
got
I'm like,
it,
what's the best, closest thing I can think of?
Mentor type. Got it. Okay. I would like you not to be in her class anymore, but I know there aren't other math classes, so.
She does not know that I know. I don't know if this is the same lady. I don't
want you in that class. How many can you test out of it?
I rock the math portion.
Ooh.
Let's see if we can make that happen. All right. I'll make some phone calls. And put your mentor back on the phone.
Nah.
Here you go. I want to talk to you again.
It takes like 10 seconds later. She says, okay. I understand. And then she hangs up. She says, he's not happy about that. I'm not either. Knowing what she did. Knowing what you don't even know she did. I wish I didn't know what I know. I'm going to need to
Now, different worlds. She could have grown up differently because this is a whole new...
So, she talked with your dad for like almost 5 minutes. Gave her life story. She says, everything lines up. Exactly. So, it's bad. I'm going to need to speak with Joker about this. Are you guys good to go out on your own?
It's just me and her right there. I don't think they came with.
No, they came with. Oh, sorry. I assume they did.
Yeah, I probably would have gone with.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah, you go.
Oh, by the way, then this is a whole surprise for you. Because I kept that out during class.
Yeah. She did what now?
She did some other things too, but I'm just not going to repeat that because I don't want to have to think about it. Thought about it again. Damn it. Yeah. So, go enjoy the woods.
That doesn't sound ominous at all.
Just go.
Okay. You don't have to tell me twice.
I know that she is a city slicker born and bred, so there's no way she can be in the woods, so.
Good luck. I will make sure that I have plenty of warning.
Trees have eyes with, or ears with him.
Yeah, I know. I like you guys being with lots of guardians. I'm happy with this. Call me if you need me. I'll be there as quick as I can.
Okay.
And she just, like, you see little, like, wheels appear on her heels, and she just skates away, like, super fast. She's got gear.
She has Heelys?
No, like motorized wheels on her heel. Like, pop off the side of her heels in the front.
Yeah, still. They're Heelys.
If Heelys were that cool, everyone would have them. All right, so where are you guys going to go?
We were told to go to the woods.
Yeah, that's where we were told to go.
But kind of sounds a bit isolated and away from everyone else. Like something could happen to us there.
Almost like...
You don't have control over the big trees to help defend us. By the way, this is supposedly out of earshot of her. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Because Rob has ideas and doesn't want to...
Are you being paranoid? Ideas. Are you being paranoid?
Yes, I put on your tinfoil hat from last campaign.
No, I'm curious what your tinfoil hat theory is this time.
What if Bridget is actually one of those implanted moles? I want to actually have a conversation with Joker to see.
I personally wouldn't trust Joker, but that's my own personal opinion.
He's the one person I would trust. Yes. I just can't trust him.
I think he's the one person we can trust because she is telling us information that only her and him know. If he can confirm the information, then I'll trust her.
Right.
But because she doesn't know per se that we actually aren't, that I don't 100% trust her.
Hello, Tim Phil Hat Enthusiasts. How are we all doing today?
That tinfoil hat a lot faster than I did in the other phase.
It's like, what, 6 episodes in? Firmly on top.
I think this was 7.
Yeah.
Because we only had one episode where one day that we recorded only one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you count our 3 individual episodes.
Plus in case you didn't listen to the first couple of seasons, our first, couple dozen, 100 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
welcome to my skepticism.
All right, y'all. So, you're going to the woods?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you go in and
when I do inform him of this, it is in one of the private areas.
Like the bathroom?
Somewhere where we are not recorded, at least recorded.
That's the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's unisex bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have our own private quarters where there's probably a bathroom there, too.
In your... Personal suites, yes. Yep. But I'm talking, you could go to like a public bathroom. They're not recorded in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I don't think anything would be recorded in a bedroom because that would be...
Correct.
Not good. So maybe...
Yep. But so, off to the woods we go?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, fixing my mic. So you guys head off to the woods. Chris, it is genuinely calming to be among the giants that you're walking through.
Mm-hmm.
You avoid the puny little... Like toddlers who like to whine the saplings and walk straight towards the
big more light. Yeah, gets old very quickly.
Oh, that's fair.
Walk to the big boys who are like, yes, sustenance from hundreds of feet beneath the ground and as much sun as my leaves can take. Oh, yes. And you see, and you can almost feel it stretch and like, I grew 1/2 inch. Interesting.
And while we're waiting there, I'm tinkering.
Mm-hmm. And as you're going, there's a tree that something's off about it. Just you look at it and you're like, you're a weird tree.
Well, I got to go up to it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, so what's your problem?
And it doesn't respond. It doesn't act at all. But
I cast Detect Magic.
You hear a response in Magitek, like runes.
Oh, it's a techno tree.
And it says, access code?
Granted.
Roll power check.
You like that response, didn't you? Can I get an inspiration?
Did you use them all up already?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, he did. He used two this day. Yes, you can have one of my inspirations.
One of them was his, but yeah.
Was that a natural one?
It was.
Fantastic. Good job.
Hence why I kicked the die.
Yep.
Three.
That is an 18 plus 9 for 27.
The code word is... What would it be? It's not a language you speak, but you know the right runes to send.
I could also add Arcana.
You wouldn't know the language. There's no way.
Runes plus Arcana.
There's literally not a way you'd know.
Okay.
And the side of the tree opens, and there's a stairway leading down.
Do you want to investigate a mystery?
Absolutely.
Yay!
A mystery?
We were told to make ourselves scarce. I don't know any better way to make ourselves more scarce.
Yes, Paul got my joke. Mystery.
I got it too.
No, a mystery. Mystery.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But you had the turn there, which makes it worse.
I know, because I repeated it and didn't come out right.
Either time.
The first time I tried for it.
I know you did. You still ended it instinctually. As you walk down, as soon as you cross the threshold, you hear Veronica in your head saying, disconnected from main. Oh, so saying, I've disconnected from the main server. Activating a remote server. Hmm. I will not be able to contact anyone outside of the three of you. But I can act as a relay if needed.
What is this location?
Unknown. I don't know. What the fuck does unknown mean to you? She gets a little sassy.
I'm trying to see if she's programmed to say that versus she legitimately doesn't.
Literally, she's like, I have no connection to the server, and that's really weird, okay?
Okay.
It's been years since that happened.
All right.
I was on a freaking park under a fucking park bench for like a year and a half. Until someone remembered to come get me.
Don't look at me. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you were referring.
It was you in a previous life.
Yes.
So it was a callback without being...
A callback?
A callback without being explicit until right there. All right. So, yeah, there's just a winding staircase.
I will activate my temporary hit points. I'm going to suit up, weapon out.
What weapon?
I'm going not hammer. It's two-handed. We're in a corridor. Hard to swing.
So you have your...
My cantrip boost.
Oh, got it. Yeah, and then your thunder punch is always there.
Yep.
So you always have a melee weapon if you need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you spiral down probably 150 feet, just down and down and down, until you reach a doorway, which has more runes on them. But as soon as you reach them, they just slide open perfectly.
I think that inspiration was well worth it so far.
And then there's a probably 50-foot by 100-foot room with two entrances to the right and left, about halfway, like all of them near the end of the end, and then one, and then a double door, set of double doors directly ahead.
All right, to the double doors? Or do you want to see where the other entrances to this location might be?
No, I'd say let's check the other entrances, the ones on the right and the left first.
Before the big door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Looking at cantrips, I'll use prestidigitation to mark where we're coming from.
Okay.
So I'm slightly dirty in the area.
I understand, yes. Yeah. You leave your mark. Mm-hmm. Do you just walk forward?
Yeah, we'll walk towards the...
What's the marching order?
I'm in front.
Who's
Art
in the middle?
Art in the middle, maybe?
Art in the middle, and then me in the back.
Do you have your beast out? What shape are they in?
Wolf.
Sounds like we're about to start another fight.
I'm going to pull up one of my buddies.
So they only last an hour, or how long do they last?
Hour.
How many charges do you have?
One
per short rest.
Okay.
I figured I'd rather have it out now and...
D6?
Let's see who we get.
Yep.
I've not rolled anything but a... we've not rolled what?
We have had the Force Mage and the Hammer Mage.
Ready?
Yep.
Two.
Oh.
Sounds like new.
Isabel.
And what does she look like and what's her shtick?
She's about 5'6", very athletic, Brown hair, tan body. Mm-hmm. Blaster. So an Artemis.
Yeah. She comes in and she's got a fully loaded, like, energy precision rifle. Just like, yeah, all right, where are we going?
We're not sure yet.
All right. I'll stand by you. And she's like, and you,
whoa. All right.
She says, I like your style. She looks over at Athena.
Yeah.
Cool. Same. Cool style.
You should get one like this.
Hmm?
She points to her energy rifle. You should get one like this.
I'm more into bow and arrow myself, but
I respect your respect to the old school, but
I won a championship, so I think I'm pretty happy with what I got. I contend.
Does everyone here have dark vision?
No, she does not. But it's lit. It's the whole place is lit with the, okay, with rune lights along the walls. As you guys step inside, everyone make a dex save because no one said shit about checking for traps.
I'm pretty sure that is considered cocked.
Yes, it is.
Otherwise, it would have been a good number for me. No, it's a bad number for me.
Conveniently, this is a low DC.
18 plus 7.
Okay. 25?
Mm-hmm. I'm equal to one beast of the numbers she said.
Hmm? Roll for your beast.
My total is equal to one of the numbers she said.
5?
7? 18 plus 7, she said.
11 plus 4 for 15. Makes it.
What about your sister?
Isabel.
Let's see. 10.
Bottom left.
I think she makes it.
Plus 6.
Yeah. She should be plus 7. They should have 20. She should have, if she's a pure, she should have a 20 dex.
22 dex. Yeah. So she's plus 6.
Ah, but not proficient. But no, she should be, it's bottom left. It should be proficient.
We're going to just have plus 2, so she's 18, whatever you want.
Oh, they're there. Okay, sorry.
I know for a fact
she's proficient. She's plus 8, so 18.
Yeah. Anyone who broke a 10.
Oh, my beast got 15 plus 2 for 16.
I'm the one on the field.
Yeah.
Anyone, 15 plus 2 plus 17 for 17. Got it. Anyone who failed is going to take 9 points of lightning damage.
So I take 4 points of lightning.
Correct, because it's the one you're resistant to, but that was just what it was. As you managed to just trip on a rune that was dull and not glowing.
One real point of damage, because I have 3 temper.
Yep. And
because I did declare I put on my...
I heard. And as you walk in, you see armed... I'm sorry. Once all of you get inside, the wall closes, and 3 bladed figures appear. And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.